What is the best kind of government? A Spartan king was once asked. Back came his answer, unhesitatingly, the one in which the largest number of citizens are able to strive with each other in virtue without threatening the state with anarchy. When, at the age of 7, a young Spartan left his home to live communally with other boys, it was more than his sense of family that was being fractured and reset. The very notion that he possessed a private identity was, from that moment on, to be placed under continuous assault. Spartans termed his training the agoge, a word more conventionally applied to the raising of cattle. His supervisor was a paidonomos, literally a herder of boys. Denied adequate rations, the young Spartan would be encouraged to forage from the farms of neighbouring Lacedaemonians, stalking and stealing like a fox, refining his talent for stealth. Whether in the heat of summer or in the cold of winter, he would wear one style of tunic, identical to that worn by his fellows, and nothing else, not even shoes. Strict limits on his conversation would be set to foster the terse style of speech known all over Greece as laconic. At the age of 12, he became legal game for cruising. Pederasty was widely practiced elsewhere in Greece, but only in Sparta was it institutionalized, even, it is said, with fines for boys who refused to take a lover. Girls too, it was rumoured, if not married, might expect to be sodomized repeatedly during their adolescence. Yet, traumatic though the experience of submitting must have been for most young Spartans, there were, for boys at least, some significant compensations. Not only was it acceptable for a lover to serve his young boyfriend as a patron, it was positively expected. Certainly, by the time he finished the agoge, a young man would know for sure whether he had been marked out for future greatness. To the most promising graduates was granted the honour of one final bloody challenge. Enrolled into a crack squad known as the Cryptea, they would be sent into the mountains, armed only with a dagger, and ordered to live off the land. Travelling alone, each member of the Cryptea would inevitably cross the Taygetos range and slip into Messenia. There, advancing soundlessly by night, they would be expected to prove themselves as killers. Of all men, it was said, only the Spartans denied that homicide was necessarily a crime, for it was, in their opinion, perfectly legitimate to cull their slaves. Just as they condemned to the apothetai the dregs of their own city, so they aimed to extinguish any spark of talent or rebellion in their slaves. A Spartan couldn't stand for office or even control his own finances until he was 30. Rather than live with his wife, he would be obliged instead to sneak from his barracks for hurried animal couplings. As for his Spartan bride, having been raised to breed, the newly married Spartan woman, a fit, healthy, and already anally proficient virgin, could at last embrace her destiny. The more prolific she proved herself, the greater her prestige. If she produced 3 sons, her husband would be excused garrison duty. If she died in childbirth, she would have her name recorded for eternity upon a tombstone. In such a way did the state aim to make even motherhood a matter of the most intense competition. And not, of course, that anything could compare with the status obsession of young men. The ruthlessness with which this was fostered became, in a Spartan's 20s, something truly carnivorous. The supreme honour, awarded to only 3 graduates at a time, was to be named by the elders a Hippogrates, a commander of horse. This title gave a young Spartan the right to nominate a further 100 of his peers for membership of the Hippes, an elite squad of 300 who served in the centre of the battle line as the bodyguard of the commanding king. The jealousy of those overlooked by the Hippogrates was naturally fearsome. Rejects were encouraged to keep an envious and watchful eye on the Hippes, reporting any infractions, always looking to have its members dismissed in disgrace, angling to replace them.